It's Abu here. You're probably wondering, what's different around here? And the answer is everything. I took the last year off, not just from podcasting, but from everything. I needed a reset. Last year was one of the hardest years of my life. And as you know, life doesn't just throw one thing at a time at you. It hits you with everything all at once. I hit a mental roadblock, my business hit a wall, and then I faced an unimaginable loss of someone I deeply loved. I had a reset. I went deep, asking myself, what's wrong with me? What did I do to deserve this? I struggled with grief, with loss, with relationships, with business, and family. I was operating from a place of seeking permission. Permission to let go, permission to step back, permission to prioritize myself. And then it hit me. You don't need anyone's approval to take the next step. You don't need permission to be a CEO. But you do need the tools, the mindset, and the support to lead in a way that doesn't cost you your peace. It took me over a decade to truly figure this out. And now, I'm ready to keep going, sharing what's worked, what hasn't, and everything I'm still learning along the way. So if you're ready, and I know I am, hit subscribe, leave a review, and share this with someone who needs to hear it. Because this isn't just my journey, it's ours. Lastly, I just want to thank everyone that reached out to me over the last year just to check on me, make sure I was doing good. I truly appreciate the support, and I look forward to continue building more deep connections with you all. This is the Powered AF Podcast, a show about visionaries, high performers, and entrepreneurs, and their stories on how they push past fear, overcome imposter syndrome, and navigate through the mental roadblocks in order to achieve the highest level of success. And I'm your host, Abu Fofana.
How long do you think the grind lasts? I'm trying to have this taper out a bit so I can enjoy the fruits of my labor, but it's not slowing down. There's always something. This is something that I think about all the time. You know, how long do you think the grind lasts? Depending on who you ask, it's different. Like if you were to ask my friend Varick, he would say, well, hire people, delegate. You're not delegating enough. You're not outsourcing enough. Right? You need to hire people so you can start getting your time back to do some of the things, but you're still going to work, but you're not going to be doing the things that you're not good at. You're not going to be doing the things you don't want to do. You're going to be doing the things that you absolutely enjoy, but you're going to have to hire and get people that, you know, that could do those other areas and things that you want to do. So I think for me, the grind looks different. When I started, it was a grind. It was a grind. When I tell you I locked myself in an office for 3 months creating PYL from January to March, it was a grind. And then I put the content out there. I started focusing on marketing. And then I started enjoying some of the things I was doing. So meeting a lot my students in person, traveling, hosting these workshops, helping people get impact, helping people get results. I started enjoying some of the things and I asked myself, how could I do the things I enjoy and not do the things I didn't enjoy anymore? And so that's when I started saying, you know what, let me hire someone maybe 5 hours a week. You know, let me hire two people, maybe 5 hours each a week. And so I think for me, you have to have these checkpoints. For me, my friends know that I probably won't celebrate myself. So they have to interject and say, oh my God, Abu, that's amazing. Let's go out. Let's do this. Because my friends know that about me, right? I have a set time limit in my mind that after 35, right, I'm not going to work a day in my life no more unless I want to, right? So that's what I'm working towards. We all have our own individual timelines that we're working towards. And so for me, I think the grind, you have to define what that grind looks like for you. Especially when you have other responsibilities, you're a caretaker, you're a mother, right? You have a partner, you have children, you have a 9-to-5 job, you have 2 9-to-5 jobs, right? You have to figure out what that looks like for you. But the goal is to work smarter. But sometimes you have to do the things you don't want to do for a short period of time, and then you present yourself with options to do more of the things that you want to do and you want to enjoy. I mean, that you enjoy. So it may not look like it's slowing down, but you may be now creating more cash flow and more opportunities to say, you know what, I'm going to get that VA, right? I'm going to get that VA to help me out a few hours a week in order to do customer service, to respond, so I'm not in the inbox anymore, right? And so I think you get to a place and you try to work towards a checkpoint and say, okay, if I can make 10K a month, that'll give me the flexibility to hire two people. That'll give me the flexibility to do more of the things I enjoy. And maybe I'm going to challenge myself, instead of working 5 days a week, I'm going to work 4 days. What does that look like if I just give myself Friday off, or a half a day Friday? And so the other thing I would say is, like, look when you're most optimized. Sometimes in the past, I used to work 9, not even 9 a.m. Let me stop lying to y'all. I would work 6 a.m. to midnight, sometimes 2 a.m. I'd be sitting down all day working, and it was very unhealthy. But the point that I was trying to get to is that I realized I was more optimized. I did better work early in the morning, and also late at night. So during the day, I started doing things differently. And so look at when you're most optimized, when you get your best work done, right? When you get your best work done, and try to lean into that. But if you all have any advice on, you know, navigating the grind, enjoying your fruits of your labor, you know, let me know what your feedback is on that. Carving out time for your own CEO time is important. CEO time is not working in your business, but on. There is a difference. Give yourself your best time. I'm currently in my office, locked in on grind mode. Yes. And so again, it's a different mindset. And this is why entrepreneurship is so hard. And I don't recommend entrepreneurship for everybody, but there are seasons that you sacrifice in order to get years, right? There are seasons you sacrifice in order to get decades. And so I think when you look at it at that perspective and say, you know what, this is just a small window until I hit my first X amount to outsource these responsibilities, I could continue building in this way. But you also have to create a schedule for yourself. Some people that I really admire that are good at this, that I think are good at this, maybe they'll tell you they're not good at this. You know, I admire like Tanya Rapley, My Fab Finance. She's a mother. She's killing it. I'm just like, dang, how does Tanya do all these things? Or Dominique Broadway. I'm like, how does she do all this? Or Savitra Wilson. I'm like, dang, like, I be feeling like I'm slacking when I'm talking to them, because they're enjoying life. They're running a highly successful business. And I'm just like, dang, what am I doing wrong? And so I'm still learning. I'm still learning in this specifically. A TED Talk I watched today said, as an entrepreneur, you quit a job working 8 hours and work 24 hours. That's a fact. That is a fact.
Thank you for joining us at the Powered AF podcast. Make sure to visit our website and make sure to follow our podcast anywhere you listen to the podcast to make sure you never miss a show. And please, 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 if you enjoyed this episode and this show, please make sure to leave us a review. It really, really does help. And last thing, if you're interested in this freebie that I just released, I want you to check this out. Recently, I put together a free online training on how to 10x your sales online. This is for business owners who are struggling with making consistent sales online. Whether you run a product or service-based business, this is the perfect training for you. The free training is still up, and you can access it by going to poweryourlaunch.com/pod. Again, poweryourlaunch.com/pod. That's P-O-D. All right. Thanks again for listening in. I'll see you during our next show.